This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
Yeah, we get that quite a lot, really, where people say, I don't really like jazz, but I like you guys and that kind of thing. We get all kinds of people coming along, you know, like older fans and, you know, younger people. It's really across the board, which is, you know, what we're aiming for, really. Don't want to make anything exclusive to anyone. You know, it's just music at the end of the day, and hopefully everyone can enjoy it.
That's bassist Nick Blacka from the modern jazz piano trio Go Go Penguin, talking about making music on the edges of the genre. I remember describing them to a friend at a coffee shop, acoustic piano trio inspired by electronic music, and a stranger sitting next to us overheard and piped up, "That sounds cool, tell me more." Well, let's hear the music. This is Branches Break from the trio's performance in the KNKX Seattle studio in 2017. Musicians were some of the first to utilize electronic instruments in the 60s and 70s, and by the 1990s, electronica found its way into the mainstream in the UK as pop music embraced electronic elements like robotic repetition, sparkling ambience, and alteration of acoustic sounds. The members of Go Go Penguin grew up at the peak of electronica's popularity in the late 90s, including Blacka, pianist Chris Illingworth, and in this studio session, drummer Rob Turner. Illingworth says that they didn't talk about what kind of music they would play when they formed in 2012. It just came naturally.
You know, we've played together a long time. We've tried a lot of other ideas since then and developed a lot as a band and as individuals. But I think it's quite weird and quite lucky how all three of us have got quite a similar idea of what we've wanted to do without actually explicitly having to say it. We just got together and made music, and luckily it works.
That's All Res from Go Go Penguin. Iconic jazz label Blue Note Records signed the band in 2015, where they released three albums and earned credibility as a jazz trio. They've recently moved to the German label 21M with other progressive instrumental groups who aren't easily classified. So are they a jazz trio? I asked Nick Blacka to explain how Go Go Penguin uses improvisation, the heart of jazz expression.
Maybe it's not like improvisation in the sense that I'm going to take a solo now and the drums are going to do fours, but it was still sort of improvising around, you know, as a unit, really, kind of more fluid. Sometimes it's a little more subtle than others. I mean, there are moments, you know, like there's some tracks where there'd be a big bass and drum moment or whatever, but generally, yeah, it's just sort of the whole unit.
This tune, untitled at the time of the trio's KNKX studio session, is now called Transient State. Pianist Illingworth went on to explain where he sees similarities between electronic music and jazz.
Electronic music has so many options available to it. You know, you've got, it's almost infinite. You've got absolutely no boundaries. You can kind of write within any sort of structure. You've got all the technology to be able to use any sort of sounds and manipulation of those sounds that you want.
In the end, whether you call them jazz or electronica or a mix of genres, this is unmistakably Go Go Penguin music, and that's enough. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson.